AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The Donald has done it again. The Republican presidential candidate has stirred up a hornet's nest with remarks about a former GOP presidential candidate.
The moderator of a conference in Iowa called McCain a war hero. Trump responded,
"He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you."
The comment drew some boos in the audience. After his appearance, Trump clarified what he said. There was no apology.
"He's a war hero because he was captured, okay? You can have, and I believe perhaps he's a war hero, but right now he said some very bad things about a lot of people."
Other GOP hopefuls criticized what Trump said. Jeb Bush tweeted, "John McCain and all veterans have earned our respect and admiration." I'm Ed Donahue.
Black Educators for Justice and members of the Ku Klux Klan held separate rallies on opposite sides of the State House in South Carolina today, where the Confederate battle flag was taken down earlier this month. Both groups got into a shouting match on the Capitol grounds in Columbia.
"All the money that brought you here, no, you are crazy.
The two men who got into a scuffle were led away by police. Another prayer vigil is being held tonight in Chattanooga, Tennessee, for four Marines and a sailor who died today. He was with the Leathernecks when they were killed earlier this week. In the meantime, AP correspondent Gary Fineout reports Florida Governor Rick Scott and other governors have ordered National Guardsmen to arm themselves and improve security at recruiting stations.
"Some of the suggestions that have been thrown out is that perhaps they will put in bulletproof glass in some of these recruiting locations. He's also asked local law enforcement whether or not they could begin routine patrols around the areas that these recruiting locations are now at."
This is AP Radio News. Buckingham Palace has expressed disappointment with a tabloid newspaper for publishing photos of a young queen performing a Nazi salute with her family in 1933 as Adolf Hitler rose to power.
The images printed in The Sun show the queen, then about 7 years old, at the family home in Balmoral, Scotland, with her uncle Edward, mother and sister. We see Elizabeth's mother and herself making the Nazi salute as the rest of the family laugh. The palace says it's disappointing that the short film, shot 8 decades ago and apparently from the family's private archive, has been exploited in this manner. Military historian James Holland has told The Sun that the royals were joking rather than in any way being Hitler supporters. It's well known that the monarch parents took a fiercely anti-Nazi stand during World War II. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The cast of Hamilton was thrilled this afternoon when President Obama and his two daughters attended a Broadway matinee. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.